Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Saturday morning, August 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
A smooth move to Cedar Crest. Ruth Ann Carroll made a smooth move to Cedar Crest, an Erickson senior living community in Pompton Plains, NJ. She joined the priority list, securing her preferred one-bedroom, one-bath residence with a patio. Cedar Crest's personalized planning and moving support, including real estate agents and senior move managers, made her transition seamless. Planning consultant Brandon Postlewaite coordinates services for incoming residents, offering home visits to discuss timelines and preferences. Cedar Crest's custom interiors team helped Ruth Ann customize her new home with upgrades. With the help of a local real estate agent, a senior move manager, and a moving company, Ruth Ann experienced a stress-free move. Now settled in, she enjoys bridge games, fitness classes, and dining options at Cedar Crest, grateful for her decision to move.
Savlin Capital acquires 765,000 CESF office and flex portfolio in Jacksonville for $52 million. Savlin Capital has acquired a seven-building, approximately 765,190-square-foot commercial portfolio in Jacksonville, FL for $52 million. The portfolio includes office and flex buildings in Lakeside and Flagler Center business parks. The transaction, from contract to closing, was completed in just 30 days. The buildings are currently 57.2% occupied and include high-profile tenants like HTS Logistics, Ernst & Young, and United Healthcare. Savlin Capital plans to address vacancies immediately with significant reserves for upgrades. CBRE will market the portfolio and NAI Hallmark will manage the buildings. The location offers access to the Jacksonville market and St. Johns County's educated workforce. Savlin Capital's national portfolio includes medical centers, and they plan to convert parts of the new buildings into medical offices. This acquisition signals confidence in the Northeast Florida office market and presents a unique opportunity for businesses seeking competitive office solutions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.